Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Recently, we got a voicemail from one of our listeners, which posed an interesting question. Now, I should probably say, if you have an interesting question or comment or observation, you can always call us up and leave us a message. Our number is 866-939-1612. That's 866-939-1612. You can find that contact info on our website, too. Jeffrey, as I say, wrote in or called in and had this message.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey from Montclair, New Jersey. I'm a big fan of progressive rock from the 70s and haven't heard anything like it in years. Who are the Keith Emersons and Rick Wakemans of today? Thanks.
Now, in case you don't know who Keith Emerson and Rick Wakeman are, they were pretty much the gods of 1970s prog rock keyboards. Keith Emerson is part of the group Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and Rick Wakeman as part of the band Yes, and then with a successful solo keyboard career. In fact, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, this is a little bit of one of Rick Wakeman's live performances on YouTube. Well, they don't make them like that anymore. Or do they? That seems to be the point of Jeffrey's question. Where are the Rick Wakemans and Keith Emersons of today? Well, joining us to try to answer that question is Stephen Fortner. He's editor-in-chief of Keyboard Magazine. He's on the line with us. Hi, Stephen.
Hi there.
So, are there any keyboardists out there who are comparable to these really virtuosic musicians of three, four decades ago?
Yes, there certainly are. One of the most obvious and well-known names that would come to mind first would be Jordan Rudess of the band Dream Theater. Dream Theater has got a absolutely rabid following among prog rock fans. And Jordan is not only an incredibly virtuosic player, an incredible knowledge of music theory, Juilliard trained, incredible speed, dexterity, precision, but he's also a very approachable guy and a just tireless music educator. He's always finding ways to work with school groups around the country to reach out to people about the joy of playing and teaching music, and I'd have to put Jordan at the top of that list.
Okay, he's done some solo records, too, in addition to his
Correct.
Dream Theater stuff, and has been around for a while. Let's listen to a little bit of Jordan's band, Dream Theater, with a song called The Enemy Inside. That is the band Dream Theater featuring virtuoso keyboardist Jordan Rudess. The Enemy Inside comes from the band's upcoming self-titled album, which comes out at the end of September. So that's one possible answer to our listener Jeffrey's question about where the rock virtuoso keyboardists of the day are. Stephen Fortner's with me on the line, editor-in-chief of Keyboard Magazine. Is part of the problem, Stephen, that the place, the role of the keyboard has shifted since the days when Keith Emerson and Rick Wakeman bestrode the world's concert stages?
I think that a large part of what you're talking about happened in the 90s. Well, you know, the 70s, having been the golden age of prog rock, where someone who was shredding on a stack of synthesizers the way a lead guitar player might shred on a Les Paul or a Stratocaster, in the 80s that gave way to synth pop, and you had a sound created by bands like Duran Duran and Thomas Dolby and the Human League and Depeche Mode, you know, where it wasn't about playing a lot of notes really fast, but it was about using electronics as arranging tools and as orchestration. And, you know, through the 80s, everybody wanted a piece of that. Mm-hmm. And then in the 90s, we had this sort of unfortunate period where it kind of wasn't cool to like keyboards or to have anything too technological in your band. And, of course, I'm talking about 90s grunge.
Right. So you didn't see a whole lot of grunge keyboard players. Just if, for folks who are wondering, you know, when we mentioned people like Rick Wakeman, Keith Emerson, these guys are still around. They're still playing. We actually reached out to Rick Wakeman himself with this question. And this is the answer that he emailed to us. The focus these days is so much on the vocalist as that suits reality television and the media. Sadly, no labels will sign or promote instrumentalists these days. A sad state of affairs. You agree with that?
I think, you know, I don't keep exact tabs on who labels are accepting and rejecting. There are a lot of good labels out there signing instrumentalists. Perhaps they're more in the jazz vein. Other labels like Concord.
Yeah, yeah. And I think if we look in the jazz world, certainly there are like plenty of really great virtuoso keyboard players out there, but most of them are playing piano as opposed to electronic keyboards. Now, is that a distinction we should be making here?
Possibly. There are artists in the jazz vein who combine piano and electronic keyboards very successfully. Hiromi Uehara, who just goes by her first name, Hiromi, I think she brings a very prog rock element to the jazz paradigm.
Yeah. So when we talk about these virtuoso keyboard players, I guess we are sort of skewing towards the prog rock vein, although one of the names that you've come up with as a possible answer to this question is somebody best known for working with the Wallflowers.
Rami Jaffe.
Yeah.
And Rami's name came up in my mind because, you know, he plays very mellow vintage keyboards like Rhodes Electric Piano and the Hammond B3 organ in the Wallflowers. He did four tours for the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And they rock your face off. And Rami, Damon Fox from a band called Big Elf, is another rock your face off keyboard player. And I also do not want to fail to mention Derek Sherinian, who I would sort of put in a very similar category to Jordan Rudess in terms of the multi-instrumentalism, you know, having stacks of cool stuff on stage, although
right.
I think Jordan just plays with one Korg Kronos these days, which mm-hmm. is a very popular modern synthesizer. But, you know, Derek Sherinian has had a longtime gig with Billy Idol, and he has his own project, Planet X, solo projects, the supergroup Black Country Communion, which features the blues guitarist Joe Bonamassa. Derek is just an incredible player, and his solo material is full of key changes, time signature changes, all the stuff anyone who's a fan of 70s prog rock is going to look for.
All right. Now, we also, in addition to asking Stephen about where the modern rock keyboard virtuosos are, we put this question out to our listeners. And here's a response that we got from Charles.
I think Robert Glasper is definitely an excellent keyboard player who's making a lot of progress today. Him, James Poiser, I think his name is. He's a longtime keyboard player for The Roots. Currently the band for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, you might be familiar, and of course they're an excellent band by their own right. But those two guys really, in the world of hip-hop and R&B and neo-soul and things like that, really doing some great stuff.
All right, Charles, coming up with a couple of possible answers to our question. Who are the modern-day rock keyboard virtuosos? Robert Glasper, who works sort of between the worlds of jazz and R&B and hip-hop, and James Poiser of the band The Roots. Once again, joining me on the line is Stephen Fortner, the editor-in-chief of Keyboard Magazine. And, Stephen, Charles raises an interesting question when he starts talking about, you know, the roots and hip-hop and stuff. What does playing the keyboard even mean today? It seems, for a lot of people, it's not like an electric piano. It's a controller. It's a trigger for other sounds.
It is. And, you know, I think keyboard playing and virtuosity has an identity crisis that correlates directly with the identity crisis of the instrument itself, which is somewhat ironically owed to its versatility. Whether you want to be, you know, the next Robert Glasper or the next Trent Reznor or the next Billy Joel or the next Deadmau5, the black and white keyboard is the note entry device. It's the universal interface to the world of music production. So there are people who sort of do use it as a controller, as a note entry appliance.
So now you just mentioned Deadmau5, the noted DJ. Would you consider him a keyboard virtuoso of a sort?
Not necessarily a keyboard virtuoso in the Rick Wakeman sense, but having interviewed him a few years back, we had an amazing talk about synthesizers and music theory, and the guy knows his way around both. Whatever that blog he wrote about, we all just hit play. He does not just hit play. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Now, on your list, you mentioned James Blake. Why is he here?
Someone putting the keyboard front and center in a singer-songwriter kind of way and getting a lot of recognition for it.
Let's hear a little bit from James Blake in a song called Unluck. From England, that is the singer and songwriter and keyboardist, James Blake, with his song Unluck. So, Stephen, are songs like this asking us to redefine virtuosity? I mean, we heard Rick Wakeman before, more notes per second than humanly possible.
Yes.
But this is a very different sort of virtuosity, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's using the technology to create a minimal landscape of sound, if you will, that serves the melody and serves the song.
Yeah.
And I think everyone needs to remember that there's room for that, and then there's room for lots and lots of notes per minute, and there's in both of those categories there's good music and bad music.
Well, we are trying to answer a question posed on our voicemail by our listener Jeffrey, a fan of prog rock in the 70s, wanting to know where the virtuoso rock keyboard players of the day are. And so far, Stephen, we haven't mentioned any women yet, but you do have Christine Young on your list. She's been on Soundcheck in the past. She's a very talented singer-songwriter. How is she as a keyboardist?
She's an amazing keyboard player. I've seen her live, and she is overly modest about her keyboard abilities. but I've seen her play mainly acoustic piano sounds, but on an electronic Roland keyboard live. And she has, I hesitate to mention other names because they will draw more wholesale comparisons. But, you know, she has piano chops that I think might draw some comparison to both Kate Bush and Amanda Palmer, although she sounds nothing like Amanda Palmer, who's also great.
Let's hear a little bit from Christine Young in a song called I'll Get You Back. Uh, That's just a little bit from singer-songwriter and keyboardist Christine Young. I'll Get You Back is the name of the song. She's on Stephen Fortner's list of modern rock virtuoso keyboardists. You can check out an expanded version of Stephen's list on our website, soundcheck.org. And Soundcheck listeners, who do you think are the great keyboard virtuosos of the day? Leave your choices as well on our website, soundcheck.org. Stephen Fortner is editor-in-chief at Keyboard Magazine. And Stephen, this has been fun. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, John. And I'd just like to tell your listeners that they can keep up on the best new keyboard talent by checking out our website at keyboardmag.com.
Thanks, Stephen. This is Soundcheck.